steal a breath of fresh air for your afternoon drive. This is the Vince Coakley radio program.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our Wednesday program. A lot to cover today, and we're glad to have you along for the ride. Of course, some of the big news of the day revolves around our president, who is making a visit to Israel for the very first time. And there are a lot of people, of course, saying it is about time. Of course, now he will be moving on to visit others, perhaps that he was more personally inclined to like and to favor. But that's yet another story. A lot to cover on the program as usual, stuffing a lot into an hour, just a preview of what's ahead, not just today but beyond. We have a number of conversations we're going to be sharing with you from CPAC. We're talking with Jim Van Erden, and this is something that we are making a discovery about ourselves here on the exhibit floor at CPAC 2013. And I want to first ask you, Jim, what is this all about, Free Think You? Tell us about it.
Well, we wanted to create an opportunity for students to get both sides of the story with regard to the big issues that define how they view the world and understand their role in it. So we created an online platform for students to take free 2 to 3 hour courses, multimedia courses, on the big issues of the day. Is global warming theory true? Is the Second Amendment worth protecting? Should marriage be redefined? Questions of that sort that students are telling us they want to understand in the round. In other words, they want to have both sides of the story, and they don't feel like they're getting it in too many college campuses across America today. So ultimately, this is about an academic freedom movement, but what's exciting about it is that we've attached it to the fastest growing college scholarship fund in America, meaning parents, grandparents, and mentors in relation to the exceptional students in their lives are very excited about saying, hey, I want to help with your increasingly expensive college costs, right? But I want you to earn it, and I want you to earn it by being in the conversation about the big questions with me. So Grandpa says to his grandson, Joey, complete these 7 courses, and I'm going to release your scholarship money. But in the process, Grandpa is getting email alerts that Joey's completed the course. Has science buried God? You know, the debate between Dawkins and Lennox, where they watched the two sparring around that idea. And Grandpa then gets to follow up with his grandson and ask him a question or two about what he thought about the whole course experience. So we're trying to reconnect the generations, promote academic freedom, and at the same time give parents another option to help their kids dealing with rising college costs.
Give us a sense of the scope of what you've done so far. How many students you've reached?
Well, we're really surprised because we're still in the beta mode. We launch formally on May 1st of 2013, but we have over 33,000 students who have registered for our opt-in email alert list. We've already issued in excess of 200 scholarships, and we think that the sky's the limit on this because, really, we believe it's an idea whose time has come.
How important is something like this in the arena of ideas in terms of the political issues, cultural issues, economic issues we're facing? What does this do to help prepare people for the battles that are ahead?
It's a really great question. And I think that the primary answer is we're trying to help kids to think critically. And, you know, there are all kinds of studies that are coming out now that are documenting the fact that college students come in as freshmen and exit as seniors largely without any improvement in their critical thinking skills. That's a no pun intended, a critical skill required for life. And so we're really trying to promote what we call the Critical Thinkers Toolkit. That's one of the required courses that every student has to take, and by the time they come out of it, they've at least got basic tools for understanding how to ask good questions, how to structure, you know, logically an analysis of two competing opinions. And we think that if we equip students with that kind of a toolkit experience, they're going to be a lot better off in life.
Let's be honest about this. The real target here is indoctrination, which is what public schools have been about and a lot of our major universities have been about, indoctrination to where a lot of students really aren't engaging their minds. They're just taking information from professors. They're feeding it back to them, and they're getting a grade.
Yeah, no question. We have a huge crisis right now, in our view, in pedagogy. In other words, the way that we teach. It's become very us, them. It's almost Orwellian. You think this way about these issues, or we're going to call you names, or you're going to get docked in grade. You're going to be denied tenure. All of these different issues. It's remarkable. Watch this morning a guy like Dr. Ben Carson, and just reminded of how somebody who, even is at the very top of their field, can experience incredible, they could be ostracized because they think about a particular issue like cosmology, you know, the origins of the world, differently than the hardened orthodoxy does. I had a friend at a college last year who was denied tenure because he would not ascribe to Al Gore's view of global catastrophism. I mean, this is happening all over the country, and our kids are the victims, in my view. They are the victims. And so there shouldn't be a single person in America who isn't willing to say ideas can be tested. And we want to make sure that students have the best chance that we can give them to compare and contrast competing ideas and make up their own minds.
That's terrific. Jim Van Erden, he is co-founder and director of FreethinkU. Thanks a lot for joining us on the program, sir.
Great to meet you. Great to be with you.
And I'd encourage you to check them out. It's FreethinkU.com. FreethinkU.com. We desperately need this kind of critical thinking, and our younger children need to start developing these skills. And I dare say that in most cases, this is not the kind of skill that's being developed among children in schools, which in many cases, as I told you, it's indoctrination. This is the goal. We tell them something, they feed it back to us, they take a grade. And unfortunately, in the process, our children are profoundly more ignorant because of it. We appreciate you joining us for this edition of the Vince Coakley radio program on Wednesday. A lot more still to come from CPAC, including a conversation with Alan West. You do not want to miss that. Much more coming up Thursday and Friday. For now, have yourselves a great afternoon. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Take care.